The MCAT Podcast, session number 5. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles as a pre-med, and this podcast will give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. Now, welcome to the MCAT Podcast. If this is the first time joining us, my name is Dr. Ryan Gray, and I'm the host here at the MCAT Podcast. I also host the Pre-Med Years and the Old Pre-Meds Podcast. And as always, I am joined by Brian Snedeker. I guess not as always. As always, the first 5 episodes, I'm joined by Brian Snedeker. But Next Step Test Prep has a ton of amazing people behind the scenes and on the front lines helping students like yourself get amazing scores on the MCAT. And this week, we're going to be talking about the 3 biggest mistakes that Brian sees among pre-med students when they're preparing for the MCAT. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Brian, welcome back to the MCAT Podcast. How are you doing?
Ryan, glad to be here.
You like that? Very methodical, Brian. So Brian Snedeker from Next Step Test Prep. I'm Ryan Gray from the Medical School Headquarters. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. We are talking all about the MCAT here. Obviously, the title of this podcast is the MCAT Podcast. This week, we're going to cover the top 3 mistakes pre-med students make when preparing for, studying for, getting ready for, taking all of the above, the MCAT, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So you've been helping pre-med students with the MCAT now for 15 years?
Something like that, yeah.
So you've probably seen all of the mistakes, I'm assuming, that students have made.
Yes. I mean, my progress as a tutor and my students' progress nowadays comes built on a long, long history of seeing the mistakes other students have made before. We definitely benefit by standing on the shoulders of giants and learning from the mistakes they've made in the past.
Now I'm going to break off here and have a little fun and ask you, what's the most recent mistake that you've seen that caught you off guard, that was something you haven't seen before?
Oh, that is a good question. You know, the MCAT is such a focused universe that within the first few years, I'd seen most of the broad categories of mistake. I'll kind of answer a variation on your question, which is the kind of newest version of a common mistake would be that I had a student last summer. Okay, so it was the first summer that the brand new MCAT was being offered. And because it was the new MCAT and that we had never actually seen it be administered before, there was a lot of anxiety out there. So I had a student who without exaggeration, must have bought 30 different MCAT books. I mean, he literally bought, like, if you just Googled the word MCAT, every book that you got out there. It was crazy, you know, just spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars because there was this sense of like, oh, well, I have to see everything. It was totally unnecessary, right? Like this kind of, I call it buy another book itis. It's this disease that med students and pre-meds get where like, oh, everything will be great if I buy another book. But of course that's totally unnecessary. You just need to learn the books you have.
Unless it's my book, right? The guide to the medical school interview. Right.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the one big pre-med book you need, right? But if you're a med student studying pathology, you don't need 10 different pathology books. Yeah. Just buy the BRS path and learn it front to cover, cover to cover.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I've seen that mistake a lot as well. So that's a good one. All right. So let's cover this David Letterman style and do a top 3 mistakes that students make, starting off with number 3.
Right. So number 3 is failing to fully review their practice exams. So med students and pre-med students, Ryan, you've described all of us as type A's, very data driven, want to get top performance. So the mistake students make is they take a test, they get a number, and they go, I have to take another test, and I need to get another number, and I need to take another test and get another number. And there's just this headlong rush forward with taking more and more and more tests. And of course, if you go to any pre-med forum other than the exceptionally high quality Med School HQ. You go to other pre-med forums out there, which are just full of bragging and bull hockey. You're gonna see all this nonsense online. Oh, I took 27 practice MCATs and that's how I got my 540 or whatever. Like, just total nonsense. The reality is that improving your MCAT score comes by carefully analyzing each test after you take it. So you take a full-length exam, you should spend anywhere from 8 to 18 hours carefully doing an autopsy on every single question. And nobody wants to do that because it's time-consuming and it feels boring and it feels non-productive, but the reality is it's incredibly productive. And when I take on tutoring students, which I don't do much these days, but I still do take one or two students every now and again, the biggest battle I have with them is convincing them that they have to review every single question from every single exam they take. And frankly, I take no credit for the enormous score improvements that my students get these days. They get it for themselves. All I do is convince them to study the right way by analyzing their tests a question at a time.
So we're going to lose Next Step Test Prep business now because everybody that's listening to this podcast is going to know this already. And that's okay. If we're here to help students.
Absolutely.
So a couple qualifiers there. You'd mentioned reviewing every question, and you mean questions that you got right and questions that you got wrong, right?
Yeah, and that's the mistake, right? As students will look at let's say a practice passage and there were six questions and they only got two wrong. And so the reaction will be, oh, I got this right, no problem. Got this right, no problem. Got this right, no problem. Oh, I got this one wrong. What happened here? And they like obsess about their wrong questions. And this just creates a very negative mindset. It creates these skewed perceptions of performance. The reality is that success on the real exam means reinforcing good habits every bit as much as extinguishing bad habits. And the only way to reinforce good habits is to review the things you got right. Why did you get them right? How will I do this again on test day?
Yeah. So I want to add one more qualifier in there and add a number 3.5 before this mistake of failing to fully review the practice exams. Number 3.5 is not taking enough practice exams, if I can say that properly.
Yeah, absolutely. Students will get real lazy and they'll take part of a practice exam and they won't actually simulate test day.
Yeah.
Look, you got, like it or not, you got to get up at 7:30 in the morning. You got to start your test at 8. You got to treat it like the real exam, simulate the full experience. Yep.
Yeah. And we'll dig into that in a separate podcast episode all about practice exams because it's a huge deal. All right. So moving on. Number two for top three mistakes pre-med students make with the MCAT.
Yep. So number two is always rushing ahead to new material without adequately reviewing material you've already covered. And so this kind of ties into number three, that you have to give the time to reviewing. There's so much on the MCAT, so much, that there's always this feeling, well, I have to move on to the next chapter, even if you haven't mastered the chapter that comes before it. And I always say that MCAT content cannot be studied the way you studied for your immunology midterm or whatever, because that's just cram it in your head and vomit it out the next day. MCAT material has to be mastered. You have to learn it like a musician learns a musical score. You need to know that material backwards and forwards. And the only there are two essential steps that have to happen. You have to repeat and you have to sleep. So you have to, review a chapter, sleep on it, come back the next day, redo the end of chapter questions, sleep on it, come back, review it again two or three days later to make sure you've really solidified the material. And students get so anxious about moving forward that they don't do the necessary repetition.
Yeah. Okay. And number one.
Okay, so number one, biggest mistake you can make because it will entirely screw up your application deadline, your application timeline, is rushing the MCAT itself. If you have a plan, I'm going to take the MCAT, let's say on May 1st, and you realize a couple of weeks ahead of time that you are still pretty far out, you are not where you need to be, and you say, but I just have to take it, I can't push it back, and then you get a score that's not going to get you into med school, now you just spent over a month waiting to get that score back. Now you got the score. You realized it's not the score you needed. Now you have to schedule a retake. Then you're faced with this issue of, can I even get a seat to take the test, you know, maybe in June or even early July. So rushing and taking it before you're ready is the most important mistake, because it's not just a matter of, oh, I lost a day or I lost a week. You're talking about losing a month or more of time, aggregate, a bit, because of having to retake the test and potentially screwing up your entire application timeline. So take it as early as you can, but do not take it before you're ready. Don't rush the MCAT.
Yeah, I worked with several students this past application cycle who put off their MCAT because they needed to. And we had discussions about what that was going to mean for their applications and getting their score back and what schools were going to do with their applications. But at the end of the day, your MCAT score is a big part of your application. It's not the only part, but it's a big part. And so making sure that you're ready to take it is very, very important. All right, there you have it, to the three biggest mistakes that you should be avoiding as a pre-med preparing for the MCAT. You need to go check out what Next Step Test Prep is doing over at nextsteptestprep.com. Sign up for their new awesome course, their MCAT course. They're breaking into the course arena. We talked about it in session one. If you haven't heard about their course and everything that they're offering, go check out session one of the MCAT podcast and hear all about how they are creating something better than Kaplan or Princeton Review for a cheaper price. And you can save some money by using a coupon code only given here in the podcast. And that coupon code is MCATPOD. That's MCATPOD, all capital letters. That'll save you some money on their course and everything else that they do over at Next Step Test Prep. So I hope you got a lot of great information out of the podcast today. And I hope you join us next week here at the MCAT Podcast and everything that we do here at the Medical School Headquarters.